Imagine having complete clarity about your financial future, not because you can predict markets or economic trends, but because you understand what truly matters to you. This is the revolutionary premise behind Carl Richards' approach to personal finance. In a world drowning in complex financial advice, Richards offers something refreshingly different: simplicity. Rather than obsessing over spreadsheets or investment returns, he focuses on the emotional side of money, the anxiety, shame, and confusion that often accompany financial decisions. The breakthrough insight? A good financial plan isn't about having all the answers. It's about making peace with uncertainty while staying focused on what matters most to you. Why is money important to you? This deceptively simple question forms the foundation of meaningful financial planning. Most of us get caught in the how of money without examining the deeper purpose behind our financial decisions. When we dig beneath surface-level answers like security or freedom, we often discover surprising truths about what truly matters to us. Take Sarah, an emergency room physician, who initially said money represented freedom to her. When pressed further, she revealed what truly mattered. "I really want to have a family, and I haven't even had time to think about it." This revelation transformed every subsequent financial conversation. Looking at how you currently spend your time and money provides valuable clues to your values, though you might discover uncomfortable misalignments. For couples, these discussions are essential but challenging. Everyone brings their own money baggage, the financial beliefs formed in childhood. Your answers to why is money important to you become the foundation of your financial plan, guiding every subsequent decision. Traditional financial planning demands unrealistic precision about future expenses, often paralyzing people into avoiding planning altogether. The truth is that financial planning isn't about precision. It's about making thoughtful guesses and adjusting as life unfolds, like navigating a European vacation with room for unexpected detours. Financial planning encompasses four key resources: money, time, skills, and energy. Each day, we exchange these resources, converting them into money, which we then spend elsewhere. Even Warren Buffett acknowledges he can't predict short-term market movements. The key is committing to the process of planning and course correcting. Understanding your starting point is crucial. Create a personal balance sheet by listing assets, what you own, on one side, and liabilities, what you owe, on the other. The difference, your net worth, provides a clear snapshot of your current position. This exercise often reveals surprising insights, both positive and negative. Richard shares his own experience of financial collapse, including returning a car he couldn't afford. As George Soros noted, "There is no shame in being wrong, only failing to correct our mistakes." Your simplified one-page plan should include three elements: why money matters to you, your best guesses at financial goals, and any debts requiring attention. We're masters at justifying purchases through self-deception. We label discretionary items as investments or claim thorough research while making emotional decisions first and rationalizing later. We misuse saving money logic, like justifying a $30,000 hybrid car for gas savings while ignoring the $20,000 premium over conventional models. View budgeting as awareness, not punishment. When Dallas and Melissa Hartwig tracked their food spending, their initial shock led to clarity. Their high food expenses aligned with their values as nutrition experts. For effective budgeting, track fixed expenses, automate payments and savings, review discretionary spending weekly without judgment, and address inefficiencies promptly. The standard advice to save 15% of income isn't universal. Richard suggests saving as much as you reasonably can, recognizing that reasonable varies by circumstance. Our brains process our future selves as different people, explaining why Monday's saving commitments often become Friday's splurges. Instead of generic advice like skipping coffee, examine your tracked impulse purchases. Use the 72-hour test. Keep items in your cart for 3 days before buying. If you're starting late, adopt a no-shame, no-blame attitude. While nearly half of Americans couldn't raise $2,000 in 30 days if needed, past mistakes shouldn't prevent progress. The key challenge lies in honestly distinguishing needs from wants in an era where luxuries increasingly masquerade as necessities. Many people believe the stock market is a giant scam, despite its generally positive performance over decades. The core problem? Confusing investing with speculation. The financial entertainment industry promotes the idea that successful investing requires constant market watching and quick trading based on hunches or expert tips. This approach contradicts true investing principles and often leads to poor results. Scientific investing follows systematic protocols, just like medical research. While this approach may seem boring, it provides an excellent framework for building a personal investment portfolio. Based on scientific and historical data, three core principles emerge: diversify your portfolio, keep costs low, and understand the correlation between risk and reward. For a good enough default portfolio, consider a 60-40 split between stocks and bonds. Keep money needed within 10 years in safe vehicles like CDs and savings. For longer-term funds, allocate 18% to international stocks, 42% to U.S. stocks, and 40% to safe bonds, preferably through low-cost index funds. Annual portfolio rebalancing maintains your target allocation, forcing you to sell assets that have performed well and buy those that have underperformed, essentially buying low and selling high without emotion. Market downturns are inevitable, so prepare before they happen by creating a simple investment policy statement, documenting your allocation rationale, goals, and rebalancing schedule. This document serves as a touchstone during market turbulence, helping you resist impulsive decisions. Creating a values-aligned financial plan is only the first step. Without consistent implementation, even the best plan becomes just another forgotten document. The two most costly mistakes investors make are buying high and selling low. To avoid these pitfalls, you need objective help and the discipline to behave consistently over the long term. Even financially savvy people benefit from objective third-party advice. The value isn't in finding someone smarter than you, but someone who isn't emotionally attached to your money. As Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman noted, it is easier to recognize other people's mistakes than our own. Look for advisors who diagnose before prescribing, asking questions about what's truly important to you before making recommendations. Financial success depends more on behavior than skill. We all have cognitive biases that make good financial decisions difficult. These biases are part of our genetic makeup, the way we're wired to interpret the world. But we're not doomed. We can create systems to counteract our natural tendencies toward bad financial behavior. The ultimate reward isn't just financial security, but the freedom to live meaningfully. A well-designed financial plan based on your deepest values and maintained with discipline doesn't just protect your money, it protects your ability to live a life aligned with what matters most. In the end, money is simply a tool to help us create the lives we truly want, not an end in itself, but a means to something far more valuable, a life well-lived.